Okay. Well, this is some of the things I'm going to be talking about, database design and ease of use, is very applicable to any kind of database, including discographies and any other material. Well, there's a giant repertoire of information coded on Nickelodeon rolls or Orchestrion rolls. These are mechanical machines that were from the early teens to about 1930 that were the forerunners of jukeboxes. And almost all the popular music material was made available in this format. So I thought we would listen first to one example. So if you could play the track on the CD. Thanks. This is 1 minute and 42 seconds. So it's... Ragamuffin Rag by William T. Pierce in 1913. And there's one recording that I know of. It's Victor Military Band, Victor 17619. And the beauty is you get a complete recording, a complete performance with live instrumentation, not a creaky old acoustic era record. So now, there's a lot of other examples. Like, for instance, on Arsk List, somebody had asked if the song Carry On for Rockney exists on records anywhere. And they never got any response. But Carry On for Rockney was, in fact, on Capitol Roll A2396. And it was written by Austin Boyle in 1931. So things like that that have never appeared on record do exist on the roll formats. Now, there's over 5,000 or 6,000 A rolls alone, and each roll has 10 songs. So it's a major repository of musical information. So I've been worried that a lot of this information would get lost through time, and I wanted to try and preserve it and make a database that would be publicly available and easy to use. So the big thing, let me see if I can get this mouse to work right. The big thing is that everything had to be really intuitive. Like, so we have queries, transactions to the database, and reports. And this is a Microsoft Access application. So if I do queries, I can get, for instance, information for a group of roles. I guess I should hold the mic or something. So let's say we want to look up Blue Skies and see where that came. So I'll do roles by song. Now, a problem always exists. Let me get the mic. A problem always exists when people try to type in things to databases. You get duplicate entries and all sorts of problems. So I didn't want that to happen in this case. And in fact, this is a completely normalized database, which I'll explain in more detail a little bit later. Oh, that'd be great. Great. Thank you. Well, I need the computer. No, that's okay. Thanks. Okay, can you hear this? Okay. So I'm going to type in. Oh, that's okay. Thanks. Okay. So I'll start typing in B, and I start getting things beginning with B, like Babbling Brook, and BL gives me things blue. And if I, in fact, pull this down, I could see some of the song entries. Can everybody see that, I hope? So if I kept typing here, like blue skies, that's it. So I'll select that. And now I want to see what rolls that song is on. Here's a list of all the rolls for Blue Skies. And to the right, it says who the composer is and what year the song was published. And, of course, it was Irving Berlin. So there's the number of the roll. Like, for instance, 4X is a type of roll for a particular machine. And it's number 145, and the manufacturer is Clark. And the title for the roll is New Ones for Ewens. And it's selection 10, and it's Blue Skies. So another thing one would want to know is, do I have any copies of this song on my roll collection? So I could say private collections for this song. And here I have four rolls with the song. It's G875, selection 6, etc. So the idea is that things... This is a little difficult on this machine because we had to get the resolution a little bit bigger to, so that you could see things. But now suppose we do a song like 5'2", is also known as Has Anybody Seen My Gal? And a lot of people don't know that the title's really 5'2". So we have an alias table that all I have to do essentially is type in FIVE, oops, wait a second, we've got to get rid of those guys here, oh, come on, I was typing 5'2" in the, as an alias, and that was the name of the song. So now if I do rolls for this song, I have the actual title, 5'2", Eyes of Blue, and I typed in, Has Anybody Seen My Gal? So the next problem that occurs in databases, besides entry like this, is, first of all, before we do this, let me... move. You notice Celeste Aida here. There's actually classical roles. But here we can do things like here's a Czechoslovakian, a Bohemian role. And an earlier question was about non-Roman character sets. And with Access uses Unicode, so you can have all the diacritical marks in all of the languages, and you can also have other alphabets like Arabic and Cyrillic, even the kanji Japanese alphabet and all that stuff. Now, so how did I know how to get the diacritical marks? What I did was I took the title without the diacritical marks as a search in Google, and then Google displays results, and the results all have the diacritical marks. So I was able to take titles without diacritical marks and get marks. So now, another problem is how do you look up things like roles, where the role numbers might be very complex. So here you notice there's a whole bunch of different categories, including one for unknown composers, because eventually I want to try to here's, for instance, a bunch of entries for 1922, for roles issued in 1922, where I don't know who the composer is. And what I'm eventually going to do is just bring the laptop to the Library of Congress and try and look up all the copyright entries on some of those. But you notice even the Spanish titles have the proper accents. Let's do if I want information about a role. The problem is people don't remember, like if someone had to type in a matrix number, you're not going to remember all the prefixes and all the suffixes, and you're not going to be able to get all that stuff right. Well, it's the same with roles. So here, if I'm interested in role 522, I just enter 522. And why are we not getting anything? Oh, yeah, okay. So here I have the choices of, these are all the roles with the number 522. Like, for instance, there's automatic 522, Bohemian American roll, automatic G522, Blue Rags, or Clark A522, Genuine Gems. So let's say I'm interested in the Blue Rag roll. The first thing it does is it shows me the contents of this role so that I can verify that that's really the role that I really want to search on. Because so many errors crop up in this kind of manner with bad data entry or just not knowing things. So here you can see this is a 1921 role. And by looking at the entries, you can see that there's a lot of interesting material really on these roles. So shouldn't be poo-pooed. So now, before I show a little bit more of this, let me show, the show private information, I can click that, and that'll tell me if I have that role. And there's actually two types of roles. There's original roles and recut roles. Recut roles are modern reproductions of the old roles. And so a distinction's made in the database between the two types of things. So now, relationships. Okay, so here's how the database is organized. The main thing is the role table, which is called TBL roles. And there's a whole bunch of information about that. Now, a role contains one or more songs, like 10 songs. But a song can be on multiple roles. So you notice the song table goes, there's a junction table called role song, which is essentially the particular selection on the role, including who arranged that selection. Now the beauty of this is that there's only one entry in the database for Blue Skies. So if I spelled it wrong, I change it in one place. And when I add new entries to the database, I get that pull down list. Pull down, there's over 15,000 different individual titles registered in the database. And this pull down list still works, where you can type in BLUE and, you know, eventually get to Blue Sky so that you don't ever have to guess on the spelling of things, like does Ragamuffin have dashes and, you know, things like that. So that's a junction table, the role song table. And the role, so that's how you can handle many-to-many relationships in a relational database without causing problems. Now, there's a song alias table that points to the song table. Like, has anybody seen My Gal? There's an entry in the song table. There's also a composer table. Now, in my case, to keep things simple, I only really wanted the music composer. And if there's more than one, which was seldom, either I could make a composite composer name or just do the principal composer. You notice the song table also has the publication date. So if there's a song with same title and multiple dates that happens frequently, I just put the, in parentheses, the date of the song or some other information. Now, in addition, you notice the recut table points to the roll table. These are recut copies, and there's a private recut table that points to the recut table. So if I have a copy, that's my private table, and I hopefully we'll collect complete information so that everybody who wants a database starts out with a master list of every role ever done, and to collect it, you just add that you have that role, and it's a really simple transaction. Also, there's manufacturers, of course, to the roles, and there's original roles that you might have as well as the recut roles. So let's see, how are we doing? We're okay. So that's the relationships. So this is called third normal form in database parlance. Now, Microsoft Access is really a wonderful tool. It's a complete relational database for $200. You can't beat it, because something like Oracle is like $20,000 for a copy. And it has what's called referential integrity, which means that you can't delete an entry if there's references to it. So it keeps everything really in good shape that way. Now, let me show a transaction, a typical transaction. We didn't do the rest of this lookup. If we did the 522 on the RAG roll, see, and all I got to do is select which one I want, like that. Get rid of that. Now, do I have this roll? So I could do show private information. And I do. I have a recut of that roll. And it was made by Rand. The box, the roll is a new condition, and the box is in new condition. And so I didn't really have to know a lot of stuff to do this. Has this roll ever been recut? So there's actually five entries. This roll's been recut five times. One is by Clark Fryer, and then I can just go to subsequent entries here. Oops, got to do this. So here's the second record, minor, Clark Rand, playwright, you know, etc. So I can find out a lot of information about that particular. Now, if I want information on that role, I can see you can have notes and all sorts of information about it. Now, suppose the transactions, too, have to be very, very simple. So, for instance, if I want to add a role, I first look up that number. So let's say I wanted to add role 522. And I look it up. Oops. I look it up and I see that I already have 522, so I don't have to add it. But let's say I'm going to add another company, 522. So I'll say add new role. And the role type is a standard thing for the type of machine that the thing plays on. I'll select a manufacturer like car. And the complete ID, I forgot the roll number. Okay. Oops. Let's see, where's delete? Okay. So the roll numbers G will be 522. Let's say we don't have a title or any of this stuff. Now I want to, I do have to enter the complete ID, which is G522. So now I can start registering selections. So here's a selection registration form. And I select the first song on the, suppose the first song is Donde Estás Corazón. And I can now either pick it, in which case I'm done. So if the song's already entered in the database, that selection's done, I just go to next. The next selection would be selection 2 on the roll. If it's a new song, I'll just say register song. And here I could say, hello there. Now, even the song types,
2 minutes,
okay. Even the song types are pull-down things. So if I don't have one, I can register a new song type. But you see, this idea of having pull-down menus for everything keeps you from duplicating entries and spelling them in different ways. All I have to do is select them. So let's say it's a foxtrot, and let's say here's all the composers, the same thing. All the composers are listed in a list. So it's very easy to, so let's say it's Maurice Abramson, and we don't know the publication date, and we just go on to the next thing. So now, suppose I made a mistake in a particular selection. This will be the last thing I'll show. But I want to edit the song. So let's take Donde Estás Corazón, which is right here. And I want to be able to edit the selections for it. So here, this is going to be hard to see. Okay, there's three screens. The middle one is that selection, which is the roll song selection. The top is the information from the roll that it came from, which is Clark 4X245. And the bottom is information about the song, like who wrote it and what type. It's a canción mexicana. And getting scroll bars on this screen. But anyway, it occurs on 11 rolls. And the last one will be... Okay. The last one was the one we just entered, car G522. And suppose I decided that wasn't Donde Estás Corazón, but por qué casare, whatever. I changed that there. This changes down here, and the whole selection's changed on the thing. So anyway, that was the whole spirit of trying to do the database, something that people can actually operate, that you don't have to know things. The biggest mistake people make with databases is making what's called a flat file, which is like an Excel spreadsheet, where each line is one discographic entry. Oh, you did that? And I won't say anything. And the problem with that, of course, is if you misspell something, you won't find it in the searches or the queries. And it takes a lot more, a lot more to do things. So by doing it this way, you have all the complete capabilities of a relational database.
We got any questions for Matt?
Design of analyzing the data and deciding
Yeah.
It's so very, it's a general world.
Exactly, because it's standard. It's a standard relational model. Format. Yeah.
I missed, who is this project being done for?
Oh, by me.
How is it built?
Oh, just call me up and I'll give you a copy.
This is not mine.
No, eventually it'll be on what's called the Mechanical Music Digest, which is...
You're a Nickelodeon collector?
Yeah. And
is this from the holdings of other collectors? Or is it
no, this is from the master catalogs of all the companies.
So some of these may not even exist.
Yeah, a lot of them don't. And so I have about 1,500 A-rolls. So it's 15,000 selections. So I haven't even heard all of them. And that's just A-rolls. I also have 4X, G, and H rolls. So it was quite a big body of stuff.
Well, why don't we open up the questions for everybody? Because there was still Larry. I'm sorry, I dissed you a long time ago. You had a question for Bob.
Yeah, it's actually not just for Bob, but it's a more general question. So kind of to put it in perspective, I've got a large collection of music from the Balkan Peninsula. It's in a database that I call KFAX. It's a fine database, but it's not web-enabled. And I've started talking with other folks about how to make this more generally available. And pretty much what I've concluded is that probably taking a fresh look at the database and trying to create a wiki-based environment for housing this so that the very tedious task of adding data to this kind of a database is somewhat ameliorated because you've dispersed that in a sense worldwide. And I was wondering if anybody who's interested in building discographies knows of any discographies that are wiki-based.
What is wiki-based, please?
Well, wiki-based takes the approach that anybody can...
What software do they use to base it? What is it?
It's not really software, it's a concept.
The beauty of this thing is he's done an excellent database analysis of the information that you want to access roles,
yes,
all categories, and he's put it in a general language, which is exportable, with one machine usually usable, and so a relational database like this is a good starting point for exporting to a grand jury.
I agree with you, from the perspective of the database can be the engine behind the front end, and one of the problems with databases is building a nice front end to them so that they're really user-friendly and accessible over the internet. And behind, I think, essentially, with kind of a wiki concept which talks about distributing the data entry portion, you can have a very good database sitting behind that, such as this database or many other relational databases that exist, MySQL or Oracle.
There's one. To have him do a PHP as a free product, MySQL is a free product.
Right, I agree.
Export this, put it on the database, and have him do the interface.
We have more questions here, folks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's actually a comment on all these questions we're just floating around right now. It's actually more than a one-dimensional question. There needs to be three things in place. You need the database, absolutely, in a relational sense, because that gives you the flexibility. More importantly, before you ever do that, you need the standard which defines how the data are going to be structured. And that's what is really XML-based these days, but it doesn't have to be. It's just kind of finally coming to a common ground and understanding of what are the data elements that cut across all of these collections,
yeah,
including regardless of what the format of the music.
Yeah, and that's what we call metadata.
We're always back to that word. And then third, what you're mentioning is really more of a front-end approach. The only one that I can tell you about that works the way along your thinking, but it's not wiki. I think wiki is not necessarily the right word to use there.
Okay.
It's, you're trying to use social media and kind of an interaction so that anybody can go in and enter what they know. That's the concept of the wiki. So somebody enters information, somebody else updates it. And then it keeps on, it's live, right? It keeps going
No, no, I actually have the reproductions of the paper catalogs.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
catalogs.
Yeah. And people have done, there's a big, what's called a rollography rather than a discography, but a rollography of almost all the piano rolls was done by somebody named Bob Billings, and he makes that available to me. Let me just say one thing real quick about discographies rather than rollographies, is the same techniques apply to records. For instance, instead of a selection, you can have multiple selections on a matrix number on the side of a record. So that's sort of like a roll. The matrix numbers can have prefixes and suffixes and take numbers. You have composers. The composers might be more than one, so that complicates it a little bit, but you can still do that. The artists are grouped into groups. Like you might have the Beaux-Arts Trio, which has different personnel at different times, etc. So you could conglomerate then the artists into group of artists depending on when they were playing that. So you can really build, using the relational model, all the information that you need. And if maybe somebody could make a master idea, I know Steve Smolian's done a lot in this area, a master idea of what a discography should really look like.
A standard for discography?
Yeah. With all the relations, whether you use them or not, you just don't use them if you don't need them.
It's not the first time this weekend that I've heard that.
So anyway, that's my...
It is a quarter after three, so we can go on or we can break up into...
I just want to say one thing. Our approach, if you have to ask how to do it, if you have to figure out how to do it, and you have to add a comma, you have to put first name, last name, you have to ask any questions about the database, it's a failure. Anybody should be able to go on to it, look at it, figure out what they want. That's our goal. I don't know if we can reach it, but I think that all of the databases, the idea of any kind of codes or first names, last names, commas, all that stuff, it's not on the web now. People have solved all those problems. It should be applied to this property.
Is FileMaker exportable to a general format? Well,
FileMaker is just the first shell that goes to a series of three different systems that we use. There's an enormous amount of real work that has to be done professionally in order to make it work as simply as we can.
I want to thank all of you for coming and thank our team.
Thank you.